传的精神这里提到了三点。
And concerning his spirit of preaching, it includes three points.
一点是他忠心侍奉主。
And one is to serve God with faithfully.
第二点是他尽心爱人。
And the second is to do his best to love others.
我们往上来看的是第三段，严以律己，就说对自己的要求要很严格。
And so we will continue on the study of Thessalonians on third point, strict self-discipline.
对自己的要求严格、谨慎、严以行为，这样才能够做信徒的榜样。
And to have strict self-discipline upon our own words and actions so that we may serve as good examples for the members.
保罗严以律己的表现这里提到了几点。
And so concerning the strict self-discipline on his words, Paul mentions a few points. And that he is not come from that of uncleanness. Let's look into chapter 2, verse 3. He said, here his preaching, his exhortation did not come from error or uncleanness. And that is, he did not go after wealth or fame. If he had gone after wealth or glory, self-glory, then it is not clean.
在第五节的前面谈到，第五节下面，第五节下面谈到没有藏着贪心，这是神可以作证，他没有藏着贪心。
And he's in verse 5 saying, neither in any time that we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness, God is witness.
这个看《使徒行传》20章。
You can also refer to Acts chapter 20.
33节。
Verse 33.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20, verse 33.
我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。34节。
34.
我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。这里谈到保罗他没有贪图过信徒的金银衣服。
Here Paul makes the statement that I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel.
因为他就开刀传道，教会刚刚建立，信徒不多，奉献的有限。
Because he just established these new churches, and so there are not a lot of members, and the members weren't well off themselves.
所以不想增加信徒的负担。
And so he did not want to be a burden upon the members.
亲手做工赚工钱来。做生活费用，也做他同人，就是他的同工的需用。
And so he worked with his own hands and provided for his own necessities and for those who were with him.
这是他对当时有所的长老所说的话。
And this is what he said to the elders in Ephesus.
因为二十章的十七节说，保罗从米利都带了人往以所去。请教长老了。下面是他对以弗所长老所说的话。
And from verse 17, he says, "And call for the elders of the Ephesus church in Ephesus." So these are addressed to the church in Ephesus.
可见保罗不管到什么地方去，他都自己赚工钱来维持生活。
So most likely, wherever Paul may have traveled, he must have labored with his own hands and provided for himself.
他不但没有贪财，又没有贪名。
He is not greedy, nor was he seeking glory from men.
看天主前二章第六节，我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或别人求荣耀。虽然使徒的职分很尊贵。
Even though he has that of the apostleship, but he did not seek glory from his own brethren. And so we can see Paul is not seeking for his self-fame. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, he said further,
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫它生长。第七节，可见栽种的算不得什么。 浇灌也算不得什么，主在那叫他生长的神。当时的哥林教有人说我属于亚波罗，有人说我属于保罗。
During that time, the members in Corinth, some say that I belong to Paul, some say I belong to Apollos.
保罗没有因为信徒说属于亚波罗就嫉妒。
And so Paul did not become jealous because some members say they belong to Apollos.
也没有因为信徒说我属于保罗就特别高兴。
Nor was he especially happy when members say that they belong to Paul.
他说栽种浇灌都算不得什么。
But he said it doesn't matter who plants it, who planted it or who waters.
栽种就是撒种的意思。
To plant means to sow the seeds.
传福音建立教会
is to preach, meaning preach the gospel, establish churches.
这个恩数是给神给的
And this gift was given by God.
浇灌就牧养继承教会
And to water signifies pastoral work, that is pastoring the sheep of God.
这个恩数也是神给的
This gift is also given by God.
不是自己有什么能力
It's not the, his own self-doing.
所以不能抢夺神的荣耀
And therefore one should not fight from the glory of God.
栽种浇灌都是尽本而已
And so to plant and to water is only task that we do our best.
那成果怎么要看神
And what is the result will depend upon God.
因为生长的是神
Because it is God who gives the increase.
神给一个种子有生命，他撒种以后就扎根，就会扎根发芽。
God gives seed its life so that when it is planted into the soil, it will root and grow.
如果没有生命撒下去就烂掉了。
If this seed has no life, no matter where you plant it, it will be rotten.
生命属于神。
For life belongs to God.
他知道工作的成果是在于神。
And so he recognized that the results of his work depend on God.
人都是尽本而已。
All we do is do our best.
所以没有可以夸口的理由。
And so there is no reason or excuse for us to boast.
然后第二小段又谈到了，不是用诡诈，就传录音是成熟的，不用诡诈的。
And the second portion of this verse here says, not in deceit.
这个在前二章的第三节下面那句
It's the last statement in verse 3 of chapter 2.
也不用诡诈，就是说他成熟的传福音。
So he preached the word of God in sincerity and truth.
没有玩手段，用这个诡诈的手段来达到自己的目的。
He did not use particular schemes or deceit to have people come to believe in Christ.
再看二章的第九节。
Let's look into chapter 2, verse 9.
第九节，弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一个人受累啊！这里谈到的辛苦劳碌、昼夜做工，是包括传福音，还有做工赚工钱。
Here it says that our labor and toil for laboring night and day.Both including the holy work and as well as working for daily living.
如果这个作业做工单单讲传神福音，怎么会叫信徒？怎么会说不会叫信徒受连累呢
？So if it only incorporates preaching day and night, then how is it that he can say in this verse that we might not be a burden to any of you?
所以这个。作业做工是包括传福音，还有住帐篷赚工钱维持生活。
And so for laboring day and night here, Paul is referring to doing the holy work and at the same time working with his own hands to make a living.
他的目的是不要叫信徒有人受累，就是说做多了一个负担。
And so his main purpose is so that they might not be a burden to anyone.
因为要传福音，因为还要做工，真的很忙。
Actually, on one hand, he has to preach the gospel. On the other hand, he needs to earn a living. It's quite difficult.
他宁愿做的苦一点、忙一点，也不要给信徒多一个负担。
And he'd rather be hard on himself instead of becoming a burden to another.
原来他传福音是可以靠福音来养生的。
Actually, he could have made a living by preaching the gospel alone.
但他没用过这个权柄。
But he had never used this authority.
我们看哥林前的第九章。
Let's look into 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第七节，哥林多前书的第九章第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7.
有谁当兵，具备良相呢？ 有谁栽种葡萄园不出园里的果子呢？有谁牧养牛羊不出牛羊的奶呢？啊，这里谈到种田的人都会从他所做的东西得到他的报酬。
Here it says that he who plants vineyard and eats of its fruit.
那放牧牛羊也会从牛羊得到奶吃。
And he who tends flocks will drink of its milk.
他拿这个来比喻做工得光的是应该的。
So he takes this as a parable, as an example, that he who labors hard will also reap from what he has worked.
再看十一节。
So verse 11.
我们若把属灵的种子撒在你们中间，就是从你们收割奉养肉身之物，这还算大数吗？啊，保罗谈到了用属灵的道理来培养他们的信心。
And so here Paul says, we have sown spiritual things for you in your faith.
然后从你们收割了奉养我们身体的东西，这个有什么不对吗？
Is it a great thing then if we reap your material things?
日本以前有一个牧师。
In Japan, there used to be a minister.
他没有总会的组织。
And he did not, he was not sent from the GA.
所以没有总会固定给的生活费用。
And so therefore, he was not paid in the salary from GA.
他第一天去牧养这个教所。
And so first day, he went to pastor a church.
就向信徒宣布。
And so he made this proclamation to the members.
我用神的话养你们的灵魂。
He said, I use the word of God to nurture your spiritual life.
你们用财物养我的身，我的肉身。
And so therefore, you need to use your material things to provide for my necessities.
他说他的门整天整夜都没有锁，只有关没有锁。
And so he said that his door is always unlocked. It may be closed, but it is not locked.
他说一开门进来就看一个木桶在那边。
And so when he opened the door, the first thing he saw was a bucket.
你们要奉献钱或者奉献什么东西，自己投在那边。
And so in that bucket, the members would throw in donations or food or whatever.
但你不要告诉我你是谁奉献什么东西。
But you don't need to tell me who offered what.
你静静来投进去，静静回去，不要告诉我。
That quietly you come to give what you can, and then you can quietly depart.
就是一种信心的表现。
And this is also a matter of faith.
因为谁奉献什么，他不知道。
Because he does not know who actually contribute what.
奉献多少，他也不知道。
Who, how much was offered, he does not know.
如果信徒信心好，就可能奉献多一点。
If the faith of the members are good, they probably offer some more.
如果信徒信心不怎么好，可能奉献会少。
But if their faith is not so good, then there probably not be any much donations.
等于他没有固定的收入。
So therefore, his income will not be steady.
所以他表述说，我要走的是信心的路。
And so he exemplified his journey of faith.
他不计较信徒奉献多少。
He does not argue how much the members should offer.
他相信神会养他。
For he sincerely believed that God will take care of him.
那保罗当时就是说他有权柄靠福音养生。
And so at this time, Paul also as a pastor has this authority to have the members take care of his daily life.
用过这个权柄。
But he has never used this authority.
我们看这个书。十四节
Let's look into verse 14.
主也这样，也是这样命定，叫传福音的靠福音养生。十五节
15.
因为但这权柄我全没有用过，我写这话，并非要你们这样待我，因为我宁可死，也不叫人。使我所夸的落空啊！这里谈到了，他有权柄靠人养生，但他没有用过这个权柄。
He said here tells us that he has the authority to live through the gospel in which he preached, but he did not use his authority.
还有他在《提摩后书》的三章八节到九节又提到的问题。
Also, it is mentioned in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9.
提摩后书三章八节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9.
也未尝白出人的患， 祷事辛苦劳碌，作为做工，免得叫你们一人受累。第九节
Verse 9,
这并不是因我们没有权柄，乃需要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。这里保罗又对天主教会的信徒说，
Here Paul also said to the member in Thessalonica,
他未尝白出人的饭。
He said, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge.
因为他是自己做工赚工钱为主生活的。
Because he labored with his own hands to make a living.
他这样辛苦劳碌作为做工是要叫信徒不要因为他一个人受累。
And so he labored and toiled day and night so that he may not be a burden to anyone.
他说不是我没有权柄靠婚养生啊。
Further, he said, it's not because he does not have this authority to depend on the members to feed him,
给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。
But to make an example of how they should follow after him.
因为当时的叫信徒有人不做工，然后到信徒家里去受他们接待。
Because at that time, there are members in church in which they do not work themselves. Instead, they use the love from other people so that they depend on other people to feed them.
所以保罗才在第十节说，假如有人不做工，他就不可以吃饭。
And that's why continuing after this, verse 10, he said, anyone who will not work, neither shall he eat.
就是靠劳碌得到工钱来生活是正常的。假如没有劳碌做工，去到信徒家里去受接待，白吃饭。这个是懒惰而不按规矩而行。
So it is their duty to make a living, to labor and toil hard so they have food to eat, not to merely depend on the love of other people to provide food for them.
那当时会有人懒惰不做工，到信徒家里去受接待的原因，是因为二章前面谈到了，有人说耶稣快来了。
And the reason that some of the members at that time did not want to work and depend on others is because they believed that Jesus was coming soon.
那耶稣既然快来做赚钱有什么用？那耶稣来什么都毁掉了。
And since Jesus is coming soon, then what's the use of me toiling and laboring so hard?
虽然耶稣快来，但他没有讲哪一天。
Even though Jesus indeed is coming soon, he did not say when he's coming.
在还没有来之前，每天都活得很充实，不要懒惰。
And so every day that we have before he comes, we must live a full life and do the best that we can to make a living.
因为我们不能确定哪一天耶稣来。
Because we are not sure ourselves when he is coming.
所以每天活得很充实，就是要有工作做，不要没有事情做。
And so we must make use of each time of the day and not to be lazy and to be busybodies.
当时的天主教的信徒就有人不做工专管闲事。
And so during that time, there are these people who are lazy and just sit around and become busybodies.
因为没有做工，闲得无聊，就管这个管那管太多。
Because they have no work, therefore they go into other people's businesses.
再看《天主前书》的第二章第十节。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可主宰，由你们做见证，也有神做见证。这里表示保罗的书信我是圣洁的。
Here it tells us that Paul's life, in his life, he lived a blameless life.
他的圣洁就是说拒绝财色。
And he lived a holy life in terms of rejecting money and lust.
又是公义。
And he was full of righteousness.
他说信徒可以做见证，也有神的见证。
He said the members can be my witness as well as God.
圣经常常讲要公义。
And the Bible tells us that we must be righteous.
那到底是什么叫公义呢？
What does it mean to be righteous?
在利未记十九章有解释什么叫公义。
In Leviticus chapter 19 explains what does it mean to be righteous.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
十五节。
Verse 15.
利未记十九章十五节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15.
你们书行审判不可行不义，不可偏负穷人，也不可重看有素力的人，主要按着公义审判你的邻舍。这里说审判要行公义，不要行不义。
And so he said, we shall do no injustice in judgment.
啊, 什么叫公义呢?
What does it mean to be righteous?
就是不要偏负穷人。
That we are not partial to the poor or to the rich.
啊, 穷人犯了错, 就有人替他说话。
If the poor made a mistake, so someone tried to defend for the poor.
啊, 他很穷啊, 同情他, 可怜他。
He is poor, therefore we should have compassion on him and be pitiful.
这个就是不公义。
But this is not justice.
公义是对事不对人。
The righteousness is pertaining to the issue and not pertaining to the person.
主得同情, 但是他犯错, 犯错就不对啊。
Even though he is poor and deserves compassion, but what he committed is a crime or wrongdoing and needs to be punished.
因为有些人犯法，就认为他的穷人应该同情， 就不追究他的过犯, 这个也是不公义。
And so some people who may think that the poor people commit a crime, but he is poor, so we should have compassion, and so let him go freely without punishment. This is not called the righteousness.
又说不要看重有素力的人。
And also do not have honor to the person of the mighty.
啊, 犯错的人, 他有素力, 你不敢得罪他。
Those who are mighty who commit wrong, and you are afraid to bring accusation.
啊, 你对了你就麻烦。
Because you might burden yourself, you figure.
因为考虑有势力不敢得罪他,
and so this is also injustice if you do not speak up to those who are mighty.
所以公义的原则是对事不对人, 不管什么人做错就错。
Righteous judgment is based on that situation, not based on that individual.
我们再看第二章的第二篇讲章, 就是牧羊的目标。
Let's move on to the second lesson in this chapter 2.
我们不管做什么都有一个目标。
In this second portion, it tells us about goals, and we all have goals.
有目标工作上才不会浪费时间。
And when we have goals, then we will not waste our time and energy.
而且很快就达到你的目的。
And probably can achieve your goal quite efficiently and quick.
那保罗牧养教会有什么目标呢?
And so Paul pastoring the church, what kind of goals does he have?
这里提到了三点。
And here it mentions 3 points.
记在十二节、十九节、二十节。
And is recorded in verse 12, 19, and 20.
十二节说要行事对得起神。
Here says, you should walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom.
他牧养信徒的目标是要信徒都懂得怎么去对得起神。
And so he shepherds the church so that he hopes the members can walk in a manner worthy of God.
看二章的十二节。
Let's look into chapter
2, verse 12.
Here, the Paul tells his members that he needs to walk in a manner worthy of God. Because to be called is a grace in itself. Many people do not have this grace in which they have never heard of the God, good gospel of God. And so God calls out his people among the great multitude of man. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9.
2
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
神救了我们以圣召召我们不是按我们的行为乃是按他的主意和恩典。这恩典是万古诸先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。这边说我们蒙神的选召是神的恩典。Here
it says we have been saved and called.
这个恩典是万古诸先在基督耶稣里赐给我们。
And it was with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ.
亚当还没有被造。
And so before the time in which Adam was created, before we were even born, and in that aspect, God has already called us. Many times we go through a situation, after that situation we debate and decide what to do next. But God, not because man sinned and then he considered how to save man. But before Adam was even created, God was preparing for the salvation. And so in destiny that God has called us as his own, and because God is living in the past, present, and the future, he has no past nor the future. And so even before Adam's time, he knew Adam may have will fall. And he already made his plan of salvation for Lord Jesus Christ to save us from our sins. Let's turn to John chapter 6, verse 37. John chapter 6, verse 37.
但父所赐给我的人必到这里来，到这里来的我总不丢弃他。耶稣说，父所赐给他的一定会到他这里来。
He said, all that the Father gives me will come to me.
就是神的拣选的人，一定会信耶稣。
Meaning those who are chosen by God, they will for sure believe in him.
如果不是神的拣选的人，就不可能信耶稣。
And if it is not called or chosen by God, then they will not heed to the gospel.
看约翰福音第六章,
let's look into John chapter 6,
44节,
verse 44.
约翰六章44节,
John chapter 6, verse 44.
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人能到这里来。如果没有父的吸引，就没有人会来到耶稣这边。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
神要拣选
The method in which God chooses people, there are two. One is in which members are born into existing members' house. And so these are people who, ever since they are infants, they are baptized into the church. And so where they are born, it is not of their choice. And so the second generations of our church are all born into the family of the first generation. And the first generation go through the process of truth-seeking. And the second generations after did not go through the process of truth-seeking. Ever since they were little, their parents take them to be baptized. One time I went to visit churches in Sabah. And so someone said to me that there was a youth that has not come to church for a long time. And so took me to make a visit. And so I went to see him and I asked him, I heard you have not come for a long time. And he said, there is no God. He said, it is the fault of my mother to take me to be baptized without me knowing anything. He says that faith should be decided by your own self. But when I was young, I have no choice because I did not have a choice to choose. And so my mom made this decision for me. This kind of faith is not precious to me. But I believe in the faith that is precious when I have grown up and am aware and have full of understanding that I come to believe. He said, ever since I was young, I went to church with my mother. I could not decide for me what is right or wrong. But now that I am older, I can make decision for myself. But now I know there is no God. And therefore I choose not to go to church. And so I replied to him, why do you think your mom took you while you were still a young child to be baptized? Because your mom has experienced. She has experienced the existence of God. She has experienced that God abides in the church, has the power of God, and seen the miracles of God. And so your mother had believed in the Lord for tens or more years and still have not departed far away from the church. Because she has experienced for herself that Lord Jesus is the Savior. Therefore, your mom continued to come to church. And so she did not wait for you to grow up because she feels this is the right thing to do.
And
now you say that now you are grown up, you can make decisions. And, but this is the time in which you should come to church more to listen. When you are young, you admit that you do not know what is right or wrong. But now you are older, you know what is right and wrong. Therefore, you should come even more. And so I said to him, tonight we have evangelical service. He said the evangelical sermons are lighter and are easier to understand. And we'll have some testimonies. So if there is, whether or not there is an existence of God, why don't you come and listen for yourself? And now if you have any questions, after service you can stay behind and discuss with me. And then if it's truly no, there is no God, then don't come.
如果有神, 你要回来,
but if there is God, you must come.
所以他那晚上就来了,
and so that night he came.
七月晚我就把他留下来谈到,
and so after service, I went to look for him and ask him and talk to him.
他说你说有神, 你有什么体验吗?
And say, do you say you have, there is God, but what experience do you have?
我说我好多体验啊,
and I said, I have plenty of experience.
我就讲其中几件给你听,
and so I will share with you some of my testimonies.
我看他的态度开始软弱下来,
and I see that he begins to soften.
15点才回去, 晚上15点。
And so he went home around midnight.
第二天又来了。
And second day he came again.
啊, 第二天来是杨长老布道, 杨院长老。
And the second night was sermon was held by Elder Yang.
所以今晚留下来跟杨长老谈到也是谈到12点。
And after service, he stayed a little longer and discussed with Elder Yang until 12 o'clock.
几年后台湾公园路那个旧总会献堂礼时候,
and so many, some years after, when the church was having its dedication,
啊, 沙巴教会很多弟兄姐妹来访问,
and so brothers from Sabah, many of them came to Taiwan to visit this and see this dedication.
他也跟着来,
and he came along.
他看见我很高兴,
and so when he saw me, he was very happy.
啊, 我听当地的青年告诉我,
and so I heard the local youth tell me,
我们跟他谈到以后,
that after we have shared the gospel with him, afterwards he continued to come and search the truth every day.
啊, 所以有的人小时候被妈妈带去洗礼, 他很不以为然。
And so some people may take it for granted that their parents have brought them to church while they were young and baptized.
他说妈妈没有征求他同意就带他洗礼,这个不对啊。
He may debate and say, it is wrong for my mom, my parents to make this decision for me when I am still young. But they fail to recognize that the choice was made for in a good way. Because the parents themselves have their experience. And so second generation members who may have doubts upon their faith and belief, then they need to be more even zealous and diligent in listening to the words of God. They need to be more diligent in searching the words of God. And so when they have difficulties, that they can kneel down themselves and pray to God and experience God themselves. And then their own spiritual faith will be even more deeply rooted. And so Jesus said that because of the call by the Father, so he can come to him. I said that, as I mentioned, that there are two methods in which God calls people. And so first method, as we have discussed, is to be born into a Christian family. And the second method is for one to have the opportunity to listen to the words of God. And so there are many people who have never heard the words of God, and so they missed out on this opportunity. And not only to listen to the word, but to be able to understand it.
听不明白, 来一数两句的,
and so because many people, even though they heard the word of God, but they are unable to understand it, they only come visit once or twice.
啊, 有的明白这个道理很好, 继续听,
but some who truly able to understand that this word is indeed wonderful, and so they may come and continue to come, but they do not they are not baptized.
不明白,
of course, without understanding, they will not come to believe.
但明白也不一定相信,
but to understand may not necessarily mean they will be baptized. And this all dwells upon the issues of faith.
啊,
faith is given to each one of us by God.
我们看属读属六章,
let's learn to Acts chapter 16.
属读行传属六章,
Acts chapter 16.
13节
Verse 13.
使徒行传16章13节当安息日我们出城门到了河边住到那里有一个祷告的地方我们就坐下对那聚会的妇女讲道14节
14.
有一个卖主色布匹的妇人名叫吕底亚是推亚推拉城的人素来敬拜神也听见了主就开导他的心叫他留心听保罗所讲的话15节
15.
但他一家既领了喜便求我们说你们若以为我也是真信主的请到我家里来住于是强了我们、啊、这里说保罗来到了腓立比
Here it says Paul came to Philippi
就是保罗进入欧洲的第一站
And this is the first station in which went to Macedonia
安息日到河边要找一个祷告地方
And so on Sabbath day he went out to the riverside to find a place to pray
见到有一些妇女在那边聚会
And so he saw certain women over there worshiping
这些妇女是外邦人
And these women were Gentiles
但他们已经信犹太教
But they have come to believe in Judaism
他们聚会是要敬拜天上神
And so they assembled together to worship the God in heaven
所以这个第15节就谈到这个吕底亚这个人是素来敬拜神的。
So in verse 14, it tells us clearly Lydia is one who worshipped God.
就是敬拜天上神。
Who worshipped the God in heaven.
可见她已经入了犹太教。
And so most likely she has become a believe in Judaism.
使徒行传第八章记载。
In Acts chapter 8, it records that the Ethiopian eunuch was upon his chariot and was reading the scriptures. He is also a Gentile, but he also converted into Judaism. But he has not yet come to know the salvation of Jesus Christ. And so Philip preached the gospel to him. In Acts chapter 10, it records The household of Quirinius is very devout and sincere. And they feared God and they prayed to God constantly. And so one time in his prayer that the angel appeared to him and said, you must call out for this person, Peter. And so Peter came and preached the word of God to him and they received the Holy Spirit. And Quirinius was also a Gentile. But he knew how to fear God. He knew how to worship God. And also the angel appeared to him. Because he also had believed in Judaism. And so in the book of Acts, there are so many examples in which Gentiles have come to Judaism, but they have not yet known the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the apostles preached these gospels to them. And so this time, the woman at the riverside was not of only one woman. There are other women there. But here it's records how God especially opened her heart so that she understood and so she received. And then the other woman only by relying on listening because God did not open their hearts and so they did not understand and so they did not receive baptism. So later on, the household of Lydia became the central point for as a house of prayer. In chapter 16, verse
40,
here it says that Paul and Silas went out of the prison. After they went out of prison, they went to visit other brothers and sisters. And perhaps here the gospel has spread and used the house of Lydia as a central point for their service. And also in chapter 16, verse 31, it says that your household will believe. And this is the prison guard here, but if you base on the sequence, And so at that time in Philippi, the first household to believe is Lydia. And the second one was the prison guard. And
信徒也加入成为弟，其他的人也加入成为弟兄。
And other people eventually come to believe and became brothers and sisters.
啊，所以腓立比可以说欧洲第一种子。
And so you can say,
里底亚，里底亚腓立，里底亚是欧洲第一种子。
And you can say that Lydia was the first seed of that area.
啊，腓立比是欧洲第一个教会。
And Philippi was also the first church in that area.
因为有神的拣选，所以李迪亚全家信主。
And because it was due to the calling of God that her whole household came to believe.
连信的也是神给的。
So faith was also given by God.
以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。得救是靠着神的救恩。
Here it says, to be saved is by the grace of God.
And it's
also because we are saved through our believing faith.
And it says
that it is not of
yourselves.
So what God has given to us as gift is grace and faith. It is not of
ourselves.
We have received freely.
And
in Taipei Church, there was a true seeker,
and
he has been a true seeker friend for 30 or so years.
30多年前他在台中念中国医药学院的医科。
And 30 years ago, he was in Taiwan learning medicine.
郑启清执事当时是读中国医药学院的药学系。
And Deacon Zhen was also at the time studying medicine in that area.
跟他同住一个地方。
And so
住的地方是教会一个姐妹的家。
And so they rented a house, rooms from a sister's house.
郑启清弟兄要来参加高级班聚会，就把这个念医科的带来参加高级班聚会。
And so this brother Zhen at that time, when he was going to religious education class, also brought this particular friend with him to service.
那个时候台中教会的高级班都是我在主持。
And during that time, the senior class was led by myself.
这个读医科的学生每个礼拜来聚完，还留下来跟我讨论道理。
And so this medical student, every time after Sabbath, he would stay behind to discuss the truth with me.
后来学了毕业，在台北妇产科当医生，他就妇产科医生。
And then later on, he after he graduated, was in Taipei practicing medicine.
几年前，总会文宣处在台北教会开一个座谈会。
A few years ago, the literary ministry had a meeting in Taiwan.
那个座谈会讨论的主题是亚当以夏的烦恼。
And
亚当以夏烦恼就是说生太多会烦恼。亚当以夏的烦恼，就是说孩子生太多会烦恼。
The topic of discussion for that meeting was the worries of Adam and Eve, meaning that the worries of having too many children.
因为对生意这个结义这个问题，我研究过。
Because I also did some study concerning abortion.
我生六个孩子，害怕。
Or having kids. I mean, I have six kids.And it's actually quite fearful. If I had known better, I would probably not have six children. And because I also share my thoughts on this in the church literature.
为了写这篇文章，我看入文写的妇产科医生两本。
And so in order to discuss...
妇产科医学啊，两本。
In order to discuss about this, I read some two books in Japanese about pediatrics and it was written in the Japanese language.
我不是整本看，我是看结义的部分而已。
And so I did not read through the whole book, but I just looked at the main points.
还有看其他的资料。
And I also had other references.
我就被邀请去参加座谈会。
And so I was invited to attend this discussion.
那个慕道组也被邀请参加，因为他是有专业知识。
And so this particular true seeker friend was also invited because it was in his field.
座谈的晚要回去说。
And so after the discussion, as he was going back,
苏福安主任到当时注目大同教会，苏福安。
And so there was a minister by the name of Su Fu Wan. He was also invited for this discussion. And so this true seeker friend by Mr. Chang. And so this brother asked Dr. Chang, he said, when are you eventually going to be baptized? And so he replied, say, most likely I will not baptize. And he has been truth-seeking for 30 so years. And so he said, most likely I will not baptize. And say, do you not understand it?
听不懂怎么可能继续慕道三十多年?
If you do not understand what you are listening, then how are you able to truth seek for 30 so years?
他了解这个道理，就是不受洗。
He understands the wonderfulness of the word of God, but he just do not want to receive baptism.
信心的问题,
and this is all problem due to his faith.
我们中国人说盖棺论定，就是说人属记棺木盖已经盖了，就有一个结论了。
There's a Chinese saying that the conclusion is made when the cover of the coffin is sealed.
活着会改变，有不信变成有变成信，有这个会这个改变。活着的时候会改变，本来不信，后来信了。While
you are living, you can change by not believing to believing.
那放在棺材里就不会再变了。But
once the coffin is sealed, nothing can be changed.
现在他还没有盖棺。
Now his coffin is not sealed yet. So perhaps there's still a chance one day he said, I will be baptized. And this is the same for Elder Lo's father. He knows that the words of God is indeed good. But he was stubborn not to believe until he was of old age. And he got sick. And then he requested to be baptized. After 1 week after baptism, he passed away. Basically, he caught the last train. And still, it is the choosing of God. And so if God chose, then eventually he will come to believe. But if God does not choose that individual, he will never come to believe. And so today we have this opportunity to listen to the gospel. Or that we have been arranged to be born in a Christian family. Not only have the opportunity to listen to the words of God, but to understand and have the heart to receive it. This is grace in itself. No, so many people do not have this chance. Those who are condemned to hellfire and suffered are much more than those who are able to enter the heavenly kingdom. And this is the greatest blessing of all, that we are not condemned to be in hellfire, but to be saved in heavenly kingdom. And so because this grace is indeed so abundant, therefore we must walk in a manner worthy of God. And so what is the purpose of God calling us? Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12.
要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神这里说 神神的我们的目的是要进他国得他荣耀。
He said, God calls us for the purpose so that we can go into his kingdom in glory. And so to choose people, he has a purpose. And one is to go into his kingdom. And then the second is to enter into the great glory of God. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18.
脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国。愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。保罗提摩太后书章所记载书，他已经在罗马监里被判死刑了。Here
Paul was already imprisoned when he was writing this book of 2 Timothy.
在书章的六节说，我现在被交电，我离诉说已经到了。
And so chapter 4, verse 6, he said, I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. When a person knows that he is about to depart from this world, and the only question that will come into his mind is, when I die, where will my soul be going? If he does not believe in God, they will not have this hope.
他就很着急,很恐惧,
and they will panic and will be fearful as to where they will be going.
但信主的人,
but one who believes in God has this hope.
他住得要去哪里?
He knows where he will go.
所以心里都充满喜乐平安。
And so his heart is full of peace and joy.
保罗就在这里说,
and so Paul here says,
他相信主必救他进神的国。
He said, the Lord will deliver me and will bring me to his heavenly kingdom. Everyone believes in God with different purpose. Some people come to believe because of peace. And some people come to believe because they feel their life is vanity. And so some people, because they are interested in religion, come to listen to the word. So even though everyone have a different purpose for initially coming to believe, but then we all at the end have the same goal. And that is the destination of a Christian life. That is to enter into the heavenly kingdom. And living in this world, actually life goes by quickly. One day we will all depart away from this world. Jesus Christ has said, if one man has earned and won the whole world, but have lost his soul, what is the use? What can man trade in return for his soul? It's impossible for one to even gain the whole world.
从有人类到现在,
from the beginning of mankind to now,
世界所有的金银财宝是 每个时代全世界人类的共同产业。
And if you count all the gold, silver, all the material things, the inheritance of this world, no one is able to ever attain it entirely. Because our power is limited. Because our life is limited and is short. And so even though we have some money, wealth, and we have the short life, to earn this boundless amount of material wealth is impossible. But in this impossible scenario, if indeed someone is able to win and gain the whole world, but he still loses his soul, then what is the use? So when we come into this world, we come empty-handed, and we shall depart this world empty-handed. So no matter how much you have earned in this life, and you can only use what you earn in this lifespan. You cannot bring it with you.
And so
when one person is about to depart from this world, he will have this question in his mind, where will I be going? So Paul understood this. He knows that soon he will be beheaded. But then he also recognized that is the moment in which he will see the glory of God. Because he will go into the heavenly kingdom and receive God's glory. And Paul has suffered indeed much for Christ. He was beaten, he was constantly being captured and put into prison. But once he have saw third heaven, and that was paradise. And he have heard the mystery voice of God. And he said, this is just indescribable. He does not know how to even say, describe it. Such a wonderful place. He wants so much for the members to know how wonderful it is. And so he could not find the words to tell the members. And so he can only simply say it is beyond imagination. And that is to say anything in this world world is incomparable to what he has seen. And this is the absolute good. After my father-in-law passed away, and so my mother-in-law, because she's alone, and sometimes alone, she will shed tears. And so one day she had a dream and that she was brought to heaven. And she saw my father-in-law in heaven. And then she saw him walking around and she said, oh, how wonderful for you to be here. Then I need not cry for you. I want to stay here and be with you. He said, I will not go back. And so my father-in-law in the dream said, who invited you here? He said, I came here myself. He said, this place is not for those who are not invited. You must return first. Later on, you will come eventually. And so she woke up. And so second day, she said this to her family.
And
she said, heaven, I saw in my dream was so wonderful. And then you ask her further and say, can you describe why it's so wonderful? But then she doesn't know how to describe it. And then at the end, she got a little annoyed and said, you know, when you go there and you will see for yourself, I don't know how to even describe it to you. Once you go there, you will find out for yourself. This is the place that is absolute best. And that is the place we will one day go. And so, therefore, with comparing to this glory, Paul take all the punishment and suffering that he has suffered as nothing.
哥林多后书第四章,
2 Corinthians chapter
17节,
chapter 4, verse 17.
后书的第四章十七节,
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
我们这助战助亲的苦主, 要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀, 啊, 这里谈到, 现在为主受苦是暂时的,
here says, for our light affliction, which is but only for a moment, is working for us a far more exceedingly, and the eternal weight of glory, and the future glory is cannot be compared. And so to use this momentary suffering and pain to exchange for that eternal glory. To use this light affliction to receive that eternal glory. It is very worth it. And therefore Paul is more than happy to suffer for Christ because he has seen what it awaits for him. And in order to achieve this goal,
保罗说,
and so Paul encouraged everyone that you must walk in a worthy manner of God.
对你起神表现好才能去,
if you walk in a manner worthy of God, then you are able to go to that glorious place. And how are we able to walk in a manner worthy of God? And that is constantly do things pleasing to God. Let's look into Colossians chapter 1,
第十节,
verse 10.
哥罗西的第一章,
Colossians chapter 1, verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对你起足,凡事蒙他喜悦,在一切善事上结果子渐渐地多知道神。这里就告诉我们,
here it says that we may walk worthy of the Lord.
怎么对你起,怎么样来做才对你起神呢?
And how do we go about doing this?
凡事蒙他喜悦,
fully pleasing him.
还要在善事上结果子,
being fruitful in every good work.
有好行为,
and that is to have good actions. And then we will be pleasing to God. And then we will be worthy of God's calling.
还有一点就是行事为人要跟蒙召的恩相称。
And also is to walk in the manner in which we have been called.
以弗所书第四章,
it is recorded in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
第一节, 以弗所书的第四章,
Ephesians chapter 4,
第一节,
verse 1.
我们为主被囚的劝你们, 既人蒙召, 行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。第二节
Verse 2,
凡事谦卑温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容。第三节
Three,
用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣的所事和唯一的心、啊、这边都告诉我们信主人做什么事都要 合乎蒙召的恩典。
Here say, he who believes in God must walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.、
啊、怎么样做才是合乎蒙召的恩典呢？
And what way shall we walk worthy of the calling which we were called?
这里提到了谦卑温柔忍耐宽容保守圣的所述的合为的心。
In verse 2 and 3 it says, In all lowliness, gentleness, long-suffering, bearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit.
这样做 就是行为人与蒙召的恩相称。
And if we do this, we are walking in a manner worthy of the calling to which we have been called.
这样努力就一定可以到天国得到神给我们的荣耀。
And if we do this, then we and strive hard after it, then we will be able to obtain the heavenly kingdom.
我刚刚提到我的义母的见证。
As I mentioned about the testimony of my mother-in-law,
我现在再讲一个见证。
I will also share with you one more testimony.
我的义母在82岁时候
When my mother-in-law was 82 years old,
她患了重病,
she had this severe sickness.
家里人为她祷告时候,
and so when the family prayed for her,
她听了有一个声音从上面来,
and so she heard a voice from heaven,
要给她活到86,
want her to live, enable her to live to 86.
她以为小子乱讲,
and so she thought someone was just being, was joking around.
睁开眼睛看, 没有孩子在那边,
she thought some children was around, so she opened her eyes, and there was no children.
继续祷告。
And so she continued to pray.
第二次又听那个声音从上面来。
But then second time she heard a voice from above.
说给你活到86岁。
Say, telling her that she will be able to live to 86.
那一次的祷告以后变好了。
And so after that prayer, her sickness was healed.
到了86岁的年头。
Until the end of when she was actually 86.
她向主耶稣祷告。
And so she made this prayer to God.
我82岁时候。
He said, when I was 82,
你告诉我要给我活到86岁。
He told me that I will live until 86.
我今年是86岁。
Today, this year is, I am 86.
我求你两件事。
And so I ask you two things.
第一件事。
First thing,
我的孙子在外面念书。
That my grandson is out in a foreign country studying.
今年六月要毕业。
And he will graduate this year in June.
你六生命活到孙子毕业回来，跟他讲几句话才带回去。
And so, can you let me live a little longer so until he graduated, come back, and I get to talk to him before you take me away?
因为这个孙子他从小把他带大，跟他有很浓的感情。
Because this grandson of hers, she brought him up ever since he was an infant.
只有见他求神不要给他生病。
And the second thing she asked of God is if she does not get sick.
因为生病，家里人要照顾病人很忙，很麻烦。
Because if she becomes sick, then the family is burdened to take care of her.
而且如果病很久，要死不死，要活不活，那是一个折磨。
And if she is sick for a long time, it's like she's living, but she's not really living, and she's not dead, but you know, so it's very painful.
这两个祷祈求神都听。
And so these two requests God have heard.
到他孙子毕业那天，等到天黑还没回来。
And so when her grandson graduated that day, she waited until it was dark.
第二天才回来。
And second day, it was only second day that he came home.
问他说：“你昨天毕业怎么没回来？”
And so she asked him and said, "How come last night you did not come home? I waited for you."
同学留我在他家住过一个晚上啊。
And so he said that my friends told me to stay overnight.
就跟他谈话。
And so she had a chance to chat with him.
等一下，我的义母说她要去洗澡。
And then later on, my mother-in-law that day said she was going to take a shower.
说我头昏昏，我想休息。
And so after she came out of the shower, she said, "Oh, I'm feeling a little lightheaded."
到房间去休息。
And so she went to her room to rest.
很久没有出来。
And so a long time she did not come out.
家里感觉很奇怪。
And so the family thought it was quite strange.
打开房门进去看。
And so went into her bedroom and to observe her.
自己衣服已经换好。
And actually, she already changed her garments.
她离世要穿什么衣服已经有计划。
She already knew what she, when she died, what she wanted to wear.
那她知道她要去了。
And so, for she knew that she was already going.
就自己衣服穿好。
And so she adorned herself the dress that she liked.
床上。
And so she lay on the bed.
盖了一个毛毯。
And then she put a blanket over.
家里人看她怎么穿得这么整齐啊。
And so the family felt this strange. How come mother is there all dressed up and laying on bed?
怎么没有看到身体在动？
And how come she's not moving at all?
摸鼻孔，没有呼吸。
And so they tested her breath, and there was no breath.
圣经说叫安然气数，没有生病，安然气数。
This is what is described in the Bible as passing away peacefully in her sleep.
成全两个祷告。
And so God has heard her request.
他的孙子昨天毕业没有回来。
So her son did not come home that night.
慢一天回来。
He was late one day.
耶稣给他多活一天。
And so Lord Jesus let her live one extra day.
如果昨天毕业回来，昨天就走了。
If yesterday her grandson had came home early, then she would have gone to see the Lord earlier.
又没有生病，安然气数。
And she did not. She was not sick or anything, and so she just.Peacefully went away.
我很羡慕这种俗话。
I really admire this kind of passing away in the Lord.
有的长期病要活不活，要死不死。
There are many who, in their sickness and pain, as though they are alive but not really alive.
那是一个折磨。
And is struggling there is such pain.
家里要看各位病人也是很忙很烦。
And for the family to take care of the sick person is very tough and very laborsome.
如果像睡觉这样走，哎，很好。
But if to go away in the Lord in our sleep, it is indeed a blessing.
谈到这个死的问题啊。
Now, as we talk about death,
我们看一段圣经，就来结束。
Let's look into one verse and we will conclude. Acts chapter 17, verse 26. Acts chapter 17, verse 26.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们年限和所住的疆界。这里说神定准每个人的年限。
Here it says that God has determined their pre-appointed times.
你要活几岁有神的预定。
How long you will live is in, actually in the hands of God.
身体很健康不一定活很久。
You may be healthy, but that does not mean that you will have a long life.
身体虚弱也不一定就短命。
You may have a weak health, but it does not mean that you will have a short life.
寿命的长短跟健康状态没有绝对关系。
For the length of our days is not dependent on our health.
当你里上的朋友被这火窑里面没有被火烧死，神保护他。
When God protected Daniel's three friends in the furnace,
因为年限还没有到。
Because their time has not yet come.
苏提文不用说打死，耶稣在上面看很近，没有保护他。
When Stephen was stoned to death, Lord Jesus was on the sky looking down at him, but he did not save him.
因为他说到了。
Because his time has come.
信徒有病说。
And so when members are sick,
我们会看医生,
we will go see doctor.
我们也没有忘记祷告,
and we do not neglect our prayers.
有些祷告或者看医生得到功效, 变好了。
And some people, after prayer and seeing the doctor, they restore their health.
也有人患了绝症, 祷告好了。
And there are some who have fatal illness and through prayer able to receive healing.
但也有人祷告没有功效, 看医生没有功效, 死掉了。
And there are also some after prayer and after seeing doctor to no effect and eventually passed away.
祷告没有功效，死去的人。
To those who pray without any effect and have died,
不是神没有能力
医好
他。
It does not mean that God does not have the power to heal them.
神全能。
Because God is still Almighty.
不是神不听我们的祷告。
It is not that God did not listen to our prayers.
因为神除爱。
Because God is compassionate.
主他说到了。
But it is because his time has come.
如果每次祷告病都好,
if every time we pray and our sickness is healed,
你要活几百岁啊?
then how long are you going to live? Hundreds of years?
总有没有笑的那一天啊?
There eventually will come a time.
啊, 过去神还留你生命, 每次祷告有功效, 活到几十岁。
And in the past, perhaps you pray and you have been healed and you live for a certain age.
但最后那一次就没有功效。
But that last time did not listen to your prayer.
如果没有最后一次,
But if you do not have this last time,
每次祷告有功效,
every time you receive healing from God,
你可能要活几千岁了,
then you may be immortal.
哇, 活那么久做什么?
But why do you want to live so long for?
活得久, 如果身体很壮还好, 如果身体虚弱, 你活那么久做什么?
If you live so long and your body is still very strong and healthy, that is good, but most likely it's not.
活得很久, 身体虚弱, 是一种折磨。
The more you live, the longer you live, you feel your body will become weaker and unhealthy. It becomes a torture.
长短不重要, 重要是健康啊。
And so it does not matter whether how long or short our life may be, but that we live a healthy life.
那我们时间已经超过，就到这里告一段落。
And so we conclude here.
接下来是祷告会，请带领人来祷告，带领祷告啊。
Now we ask the student to lead our prayer, concluding prayer.